Nitya,
Yeah.
you grew up in India.
Yeah.
In India, what are things that school children like to do for fun?
I think playing hide and seek, and I think what all children like in the world, it's the same, I guess. Because like when I came here in Japan, there was one thing I was really surprised. I was like, I went with first and second grade kids one day to their school, and I was shocked that they play the same games which we play back in India. So I think kids find all over the same things to play.
Right.
I mean, jumping on their one leg and like holding hands and running and merry-go and things like that. So it's
Yeah,
like
it's always the
all
same.
the same.
Now, you went to a school in Japan. Now
Yeah.
you live in Japan. Is school the same in Japan as it is in India?
No, it's totally different. The education system, the things, the whole administration, it's just very different from India, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you give us some examples of how India might be different?
Yeah, like first thing is like here one period is 90 minutes, but there we have 45 minutes periods only,
Oh, I
like in
see.
the classes system. And here it's like even though if it's quarter or semester system, you take a subject and you learn it only for 2.5 months. But the same subject, if it's back home in India, we do it like for 1 year or 6 months. So the length and the depth is more than here, I guess.
Now, in India, in let's say primary school or
Yeah.
elementary school,
Yeah.
normally how many students are in a class?
Primary school is like 30 students, 30 or 35.
Uh-huh.
But it keep increasing as you go to secondary and all. It goes up to sometimes 60. Yeah.
Wow. Now, in your town, in your village, is instruction in English or is it in another language?
Okay, like though it's a small town, but we have a university which is second largest in India area-wise in whole world.
Wow.
So yeah, so I studied there. My whole education was there up to my high school, but then later I went to southern part of India for 4 years education.
Uh-huh. And so the instruction was in English?
In English and in Hindi both, because there are central government schools, so it's supposed to be English.
Oh, I see.
But on the whole, it turns up to be back in mother tongue when we speak in school and everything. But the teachers do give instructions in English.
Okay. Okay. And how about you've been to a Japanese school.
Yeah.
What about school lunches? Like what do kids eat for lunch at a school in India?
In India,
And how do they eat lunch? Is there a cafeteria? Do they bring a lunch?
I think most of them bring lunch, and cafeteria is supposed to be considered unhygienic by mothers, so they are not very favored towards cafeteria food, but we love it because there are so many snacks and oily things which usually kids like, and like you know spicy kind of things, but mothers always against it. So we do bring lunches. Sometimes we take it back, Sona Mama, and eat at cafeteria or give it to somebody, things like that.
Well, in India, what is a typical lunch that a mother would make for her children?
Okay, it is usually chapati made by wheat flour and some kind of stew, that kind of thing, or like you know potatoes and vegetables kind of thing.
Right, you
Yeah.
said chapati?
Yeah.
What is a chapati?
Chapati, it's like a pizza base and it's made by wheat flour.
So
A round thing, a thin round thing.
it's a thin round piece of bread.
Yeah, exactly. If
And
you
is there
take it and
something
taste
on
it.
it or in it?
Yeah, we eat it with some potato curry or things like that.
Is the curry on the outside or the inside?
No, it's separate.
Oh,
You
really?
eat it with this. It's
Oh,
like
I
that,
see.
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, thanks, Nitya.
Yeah, thank you.